Welcome to the show. Yeah, we got Chris and we got Kazzo. Yeah, you already know. We got Chris and we got Kazzo.
Hey, what's good? What's good? We back up in this thing, man. Welcome to Can I Vibe with Y'all. What is it, episode 24 we at? I'm losing track already.
Damn, it is already.
Season two.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for coming on, man.
Again, welcome. Welcome. Yes. If it's your first time seeing us, I'm your boy, Kaz. You can follow my IG at Caz_0. Introduce yourself one time.
And again, you already know it's your boy, Chris. IG Mathis 023.
Yes, sir. I got to say again, we appreciate all the love. We appreciate, you know, the follows, the comments, the subscribing, everything.
We appreciate y'all.
This is for you guys. We like to interact with you. So again, we appreciate it. And you know we like our music on here.
Yes.
All right. So it's only right that we get a DJ in the building. Okay.
Best DJ.
It's only right. Introduce yourself one time.
What up, y'all? Pinto, DJ Pinto, whatever you want to call me. AC Pinto on Instagram.
Yes, sir.
How we doing?
Yes, sir.
We got the best DJ in South Florida right now. Know that.
And he ain't denying it.
At all.
Hey,
I won't.
I like that confidence right there.
Again,
you know, we preach confidence.
Yes.
That's how we do it.
Always.
How you feeling?
Amazing.
Good.
Amazing.
I'm like this outfit.
I was about to say the same thing.
Tie dye.
Go with the background. I don't know if y'all peeped that.
I'm saying
tie dye top, tie dye shorts, tie dye shoes.
Can we show?
And the hair too. Purple. He knew he was coming on today.
Damn.
He knew he was coming on.
What's going on? Can I vibe with y'all?
Okay. My boy said fashion today.
It's fresh. He look like a DJ. You know, you can't walk down the street, you're going to see that. You're going to be like, yeah, he a DJ.
Oh,
I know he a DJ.
That's DJ Pinto right there.
Purple hair, don't care.
Yes, sir. Listen, I don't mean to break the tension. I got to start with this, okay? This is actually my first time officially meeting you. I've seen you out a lot, but we never officially met.
Oh, you can see him outside.
I'm going to say it.
He loud jumping.
We heard you be at the strip club.
We going straight there.
We heard your birthday just passed. We heard you be at the strip club.
Yes.
I gotta bring it up.
All right, yes. Shout out Scarlett's. May have spent my 23rd birthday there.
Okay.
It was a little hectic.
How so?
There's two Polaroid cameras.
Okay.
And there's 54 pictures that one should see.
Like I said, you know, we're doing research, you know, learning about you DJ and whatnot. Yeah. And then
did you see his IG story?
Not yet. I hope it doesn't expire.
I'll show you the pictures. I can show you guys.
But Chris was like, yeah, he's been at the strip club the past 2 weeks.
Has it been longer?
Six.
Six weeks in a row?
Yeah.
Why?
I haven't missed a Saturday, you know?
Oh, it's only a weekend thing, though.
Okay. There was 2 to 3 weeks that maybe there was like a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday and a Thursday and a Friday and a Saturday. That was like 2 weeks, but then now we're only weekends only.
Okay, that's fair.
Because I usually DJ Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, Friday nights, Saturday nights, sometimes brunch on Sunday. And once I'm done at 2 a.m., it's like I just got a shitload of energy and nothing else is open.
That's understandable.
What else is open after 2?
Nothing.
You have a shit ton of energy at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Where do you get this energy from?
People say Red Bull, but I don't think it's the Red
Bull. Shout out
the
Red Bull real quick. That pack is all for you. I mean, that's fair. That's fair. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Nah, you're good.
But the world knows now. It's actually funny to me.
The world knows now. It's like, it's not a secret if Pinto goes to the strip club or not.
Yeah. Should be ashamed of it.
I can see you DJing there too, because they play the same style.
They play house music, like progressive house, my favorite. And they throw in rap. I'll play rap all day long, hip hop, R&B sometimes. All depends like how many people are at the strip club or not. It's just I don't like DJs that talk while they DJ.
Right.
And you gotta.
I don't think anybody does.
Some do, but strip club DJs have to call certain people to the stage.
Would you ever work at a strip club?
Yeah, why not?
Get the. Have you ever? Or you
no.
Would it hurt? You could try it real quick.
I go to it. I know it'd be bumping. I know it would.
It would be fun.
I feel like
strip clubs have like since they truly make so much money.
Right.
Strip club DJs get tipped out from each dancer.
Wow.
Wait, from each dancer?
From each dancer that works out that night. He gets tipped out when they leave.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't
know that. It's
so they have
their own salary,
mm-hmm.
and then they get tipped out.
Is it like a set price?
I don't know how much. I think it's how much they get a certain percentage of how much she makes that night.
Oh, so if you knew.
Because he's playing the music for her to make that money.
Right.
So I think he gets a good amount.
So if you know the best dancer coming out,
yeah,
you'll hype her up.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they like pick them for main stage or like the side stage. It's all genius, however the strip club works. It's just money on money.
I never knew this.
Yeah, I didn't know until a few weeks ago. And then that's why all strip club DJs are old, because like they've just been there for so long because they make so much money. Yeah. They don't need to hire new people.
Are you trying to start a new career?
I don't know if I'd be good. Like my favorite stripper, I'd be like, yo, come to the main stage. I know you just got off, but come back to the main stage. Come back to the main stage.
Come back.
You got it.
One song later. Yep. Come back.
So what places in Boca, or just in general, what type of places do you DJ at?
So far I've been at 111, Standard, Opa. I've done the Aloha Brunch once. If I played somewhere else, I may have forgotten. I don't know. I've done like a few live streams at my boss's warehouse, okay. or another live stream I've done. I've done a few places.
Okay. Do you have a favorite?
It all depends. The crowd. Doesn't even matter the place.
True.
If the crowd vibes, I vibe.
Okay.
Doesn't matter where I'm playing.
I know I would. And you said you play mostly like house music, right?
Yeah.
I'm actually a big fan of house music. A lot of people don't know that, but I love it, bro.
I would never guess that.
Oh yeah.
Because people never guess I love house music.
I feel like really? it's such a different type of music, and it's like I can't, if I hear it, I have to dance.
It's like, exactly. It forces, exactly. Yeah, like, that's why I like playing it, because you get to watch people dance.
Right.
Like hip hop's great and all, but like there's only certain songs that people like dance to, but yeah. other like mostly they'll just be rapping to the lyrics and just exactly. standing there.
Exactly.
That's and why house you
I'm,
get the
I'm,
people
I'm
jumping.
Guilty of it. Sometimes yeah. some songs are like, you know, I just know the lyrics, but
yeah. You're just standing there.
I don't really know the dance. Bob, you're doing the typical. Nah, that's interesting, though.
Nah, it is. Hey, that's, being a DJ, though, like, how do you control the vibe? Because you're the one that creates it.
I do, but I don't.
Explain that.
So,
explain that.
Technically, I do, because I'm the one playing the music, but I pay attention to what the people are in the crowd are like reacting to each song.
Okay.
So like if there's like a certain genre that they like,
right.
or like type of music, if I play and they're not dancing, I'll switch it up, see how they do with that.
Okay.
But then like they're choosing it by how they dance or okay. how they're vibing. Like if people are standing still, I'm like, fuck, I can't be on this no more. I gotta
right.
switch it.
Right.
But, like, usually I'm really good at reading a crowd. So, like, I could pick the vibe for that.
I feel like that's very important, too.
Yeah.
Because I know there's a lot of DJs who, they just have their set playlist and play whatever. And, like, you could tell the crowd is... You don't
yeah.
even have to be the DJ to tell the crowd is not feeling
yeah.
it. And they just keep it
They
going.
Won't switch it because they're on their strict playlist.
Right.
I should, but I've never gone into a gig with a playlist. Unless I was doing, like, a live stream. Because then I just use a USB,
mm-hmm.
I pick what songs I want, and that's when I've chose a playlist. But anytime I've used my laptop, I've never created a playlist.
So everything's been spontaneous.
Just off the dome.
That's yeah, talent.
Respect.
Real time to switch up?
Yeah, I would be like, all right, the song's about to end, and you don't know what you're about to play next.
That's like the biggest stress level. Like,
yeah, because like you're like, Time, because you gotta search up what song is gonna go with this song,
right.
what songs they're gonna like if they know this song, and you start freaking out.
And on top of that, you're trying to evaluate the crowd too.
Exactly. Yeah. That was like when I was doing the pool parties during like Corona. I was DJing pool parties, and like those were like 6-7 hour sets. Jeez. No playlist, and it's like, yeah, don't fuck this up. But it was fun doing those.
Back to what Chris said, how do you get the energy to perform for that long?
Even just when I like know it's gonna be like, I'm like, all right, people are coming out to listen to my music, like I just, even if I'm tired, like 15, 20 minutes before my set, just, I'm like, all right, I'm up, I'm ready. Like, as soon as I press play, whatever I feel before is just completely gone. I'm just DJ and I'm hype just the whole time. Just got the energy. So, out of nowhere, like, it's like, it just comes to you.
This man does not sleep, trust me. He does not sleep. You look at his IG, he does not
sleep. The hardest workers don't sleep.
Yeah, oh. Team no sleep.
Do you have a go-to song? Like, you know, like, this is gonna be a banger. Everyone gonna like this.
It all depends. Like,
all right, let me give you a scenario. Let's say the crowd is dying down. What's your next song like?
Oh, like a pick me up song.
Yeah, like this gonna get them.
Like it would be like a typical EDM song that everyone knows.
Okay.
Like Tremor or something like.
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun. Or like the hum.
Yes.
Because like all of a sudden everyone's just chill, and then they just hear that, and then everyone goes, right. And then everyone's like, oh shit,
oh yeah, I'm here I'm gonna go get another drink.
Yeah, exactly. Towards the end of the night, if you start playing that, they're like, oh, we'll get more, we're here.
I am guilty. you probably got me a few times.
And the club owners love that.
Hey, yeah, that's gonna get people from leaving.
Exactly.
Say, you have a question?
I do. I didn't
want to say so.
You so actually, I just found out right before we started that you just started DJing.
Yeah, and since almost a year, like March, whatever, 3 days into quarantine. So March 19th, March 20th.
Damn, I'm trying to think. So when was your first time DJing for a club?
Had to have been 111, like during like pre like restrictions where people had to sit down and stuff.
So okay.
So maybe like August or September.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I've been seeing you for so long.
That was clubs like all like from like April to August. I was doing like pool parties left and right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I missed
a little. Okay. I was getting hit up every other day. It's like, yo, come here, set up here. And I was like, all right. Yeah. I was like, you guys know I'm just new to this. And they're like, nah, we like it.
And you probably did well, too.
Yeah, it was fun.
You are good for a year in.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, I thought you'd been doing this for years.
Nah, some, I forgot who it was, came up to me. They're like, yo, I want to DJ. Like, I'm like, can you like teach me and like show me your ways? I'm like, yo, I still have to learn everything. I don't know everything yet. Right. Like,
how did you learn?
Huh?
How did you learn?
My boy Gerard, he's a DJ / producer. He goes to producing school in California and stuff. And as soon as COVID hit, he had to come back. So I went to his garage and he was teaching me every day.
Okay. So what was like, I guess, how long did it take for you to, I guess, call yourself a beginner? To where you could, like, you had the basics of it, you could put a little something together.
It took me, like, a couple, like, a month or two for me to call myself, like, a beginner.
Okay. That's still pretty short, though.
You know, yeah, I still wouldn't say I'm, like, advanced. I would still say, like, intermediate or still beginner. Because, like, technically, like, I know what I'm doing, like, playing music-wise, combining music, like, playing what I want. But, like, I still don't know, like... There's a bunch of things on that control, right. DJ controller that you could learn. Like, right. There's so much you could do, and I still got to learn all that.
It? My man, were you going to say something? No. I was saying, this is interesting, because that's something I've always been interested in. I just never actually, like, tried to do it.
I would never have time to learn if it wasn't for COVID.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what's crazy, because, like, everyone calls me, like, a DJ now. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, that's what I know you as.
COVID didn't happen, like, I would have never been this.
Right.
Ever. Would have never had time.
What do you think you would have been?
I have no idea. I would have still been like a photographer, videographer type.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that's what you were doing
before. Yeah, that's right? What I was doing before. Like, I was always shooting for DJs and nightlife. And that's why they think that I picked it up easier, because I was around the music the same amount as the DJs, because I was there almost every night taking pictures of them. So I was listening to what they were doing. I was watching what they were doing. And I got into that music really fast. Because before I moved to Florida, I wasn't into house music.
Where'd you come from?
Jersey.
Jersey.
What were you into?
Huh?
What music were you into before?
Just hip-hop.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm lucky the same way, though. It wasn't until I got down to South Florida.
Yeah.
That, because when I first got to FAU, my roommates, my first roommates were into, like, EDM and all that. And then I kind of transitioned. I mean, I like it all, but I kind of started liking house music most.
Same.
And then I started finding music on my own and hearing my hip-hop still and hearing,
you know, now I go through, like, transitions. So. I'll go, like, a few weeks just listening to straight house, and then I'm like, oh, I've been listening to this all day.
Yeah.
And now I'll listen to hip-hop for, like, a month straight, and then I just go back and forth.
I'm the same way.
Because, like, I get to... And now that I'm a DJ, like, songs that everyone like, I despise.
Oh, you probably hate them.
Bro,
you're listening to it.
I hate Dreams and Nightmares now.
Oh,
wait, what?
I'm not even a DJ. I hate that song.
Bro, I hate...
Why?
Like, love the song, hate it now.
Why do you hate it?
Because I had to play it sometimes once or twice a night.
That's
I was DJing five nights a week. So I was listening to the song 10 to 15 times a week.
That's a pick-me-up song.
Yeah.
To be honest, for me, it's not. I feel like it's like... Oh shit, I gotta do it again.
Yeah.
I used to pray for times like this, and then it's like, oh. And then after
it's
that,
a great song, but as a DJ, I truly hate it. Love the song, but I hate it.
So that's my go to song. It's my go to song.
What are some?
Because you're listening to it maybe once or twice a week.
I mean, even if I was a DJ, I'd probably play it four times a night.
No, oh, no. You wouldn't. You
would start on a track like that.
I'd kick you out.
I won't be a DJ for very long then.
Bro, I haven't played Dreams and Nightmares in a set in like 2 months now. And no one noticed.
That's what I was going to say. No one probably even noticed.
That's so disrespectful.
It's just one of those songs. Like, if it comes on, then you're in the moment. But it's like, no one's expecting. Like,
yeah.
Where's Dreams and Nightmares?
Yeah.
Is he going to play it or what?
But when they hear it, they're like, yes. I've gotten it, like, when people ask for it, I'm like, I'm going to get to it, obviously. Why wouldn't I play that song? It's a great song.
I was going
to
ask, does that get annoying?
Oh, my
when
God.
When people come up to you, like, yo, can you play this? Can you play this?
Yeah. I know it's mostly women, too.
Yeah. And they think they're going to get it right. They're going to get it because they're a girl. And I'm like, you don't know Pinto. Like, I truly don't care.
Honestly, if I was a DJ, I'd be the same way. Because I see it all the time. They walk up. They're like, oh, I need to hear this.
No, right. I saw it. I was taking pictures for DJs. I saw it. I was like, I would push people away from them. I'd be like, nah, he's not going to listen to your request. He's got a set playlist, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
He can't just look up a song, whatever you want. And then as I became a DJ, I'm like, wow, this is really annoying.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because they will ask and they'll keep asking. And then they start taking out cash and then you play the songs.
And then you do play the song.
Yes.
And she's the one girl vibing in the whole club. Everyone's else like, what is this?
I got paid $100 in OPA to play Sweet Caroline. The guy...
Wait, what?
The
what?
Guy... So, all right. Guy came up to me. He goes, can you play Sweet Caroline? I go, absolutely not. We're at a bar where you dance on tables and people want to listen to house music. I go, I can't play it. Comes back. He goes, I'll give you $5. I go, I don't want your money. I really don't want your money. I'm good. I don't need it. And then he's like, $20. I'm like, I really don't need your money. Like, I just can't play the song. It really will mess up my whole set. He puts $100 on my computer. He goes, Sweet Caroline. I go,
yo, my sweet I need to make that.
I've played money, Sweet Caroline so fast. I said $100. That's the nicest tip right now.
I feel like,
what's the reason? Did he tell you?
Did he just loves that song?
So when you played it, he was just singing along.
Singing along. Him and his three friends were just singing along. The song finished, they left. Bro.
I need to make that type of money. Here you go, bro. Play this.
Play.
And that's not even a pick-me-up song.
It's just a song like that I don't want to listen to.
I'm sorry. I hate that song, too. I'm being a hater right now. It's okay.
Were they the only ones just singing it, or was everyone else singing it?
No, just them. Like, everyone was just like...
Wow.
Because people are on tables, like,
yeah,
that's not like,
and then that falls back on you.
It does. Like, but I took the blame. I was like, I don't care.
I'll take that.
Like, usually, I'm like, when people ask me for songs, I'll be like, if you like had any brain, you could realize that that song will ruin the vibe that I've been playing for the past 25
minutes. Right.
Like, I'm like, you could tell that that song doesn't switch into that song,
right?
If you have half a brain, but like. It's my song. I want to hear it.
Take my 100.
If that comes out, I'm down. But like, girls be like, "Oh, come on, you want to play my song?" I'm like, "No, it's not gonna fit in at all to what I want to listen to."
Because it's like you said, it's.
But if someone gives me a song request and it's good, I go, "You know what? That's a good song request." And I'll be playing it like two or three songs. I'll mix it in 100%. But like, some of these requests are like. I can't even tell you the name of the song.
It will be like a whole different genre of music. Like.
And then the one, I've had it like four times. I'll either be playing like straight like progressive like jumping house music or straight like hip hop like Drake or something. Someone goes, yo, can you play, I don't even know, just they named this like country singer. I go, how? No one's going to sing to that. Just you.
That's gonna be fun.
Like, I get mad at people now. I go, how do you want me to do that? That's why I'm happy at 111 now. They put the DJ booth where no one can get to me.
That is true.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that.
They did that for you, just solely for you?
No, they wanted to move it, and they're like, would it be better if no one could get to you? I go, 100%.
And that makes me think. Like, I want to ask, how did you get all these gigs in within a year?
I think it. So I go out a lot, and it's because like, for a few years now, I've just been building my brand, Pinto. Yeah. Like, everyone knows Pinto, crazy hair, blah blah blah, crazy kid, blah blah blah. And as a photographer, like before I turned 21, I was. Shooting everywhere just so I could get into places that I was shooting. So I was meeting owners left and right, meeting promoters left and right. And then as soon as I became a DJ, everyone was hitting me up. Yo, can you play here? Can you play here? Mm-hmm. And that the photography really got me into all these gigs.
So that worked out perfectly.
Perfect.
You just like, being in that scene.
100%.
Oh, damn.
All
right. Sounds smooth.
It was so smooth. Everyone's like, how are you already DJing at a place? Like, people like outside of town, they're like, how are you already DJing in a place? Like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah. This is my first official time meeting you, like I said. So before, I would just see you DJing. I didn't even know you were taking pictures before or working.
Yeah, so it's so funny because, like, everyone that I meet now, they know me as a DJ. But everyone that I knew a year ago, they knew me as a photographer. Like, those people still know me as, like, now they know me as a DJ, but they call me Pinto Me. But not one person I've met now knows that I ever took pictures or videos, except for, like, when they've seen me with a camera.
That's a good thing, though.
No, it's...
That means your DJ work is excelling.
It's working.
For real. You're even DJing in places that I didn't even expect DJs to be at, like Redcon. That's a fitness center. That's a gym. That is a gym.
I didn't even know fitness centers or gyms had DJs.
Nah, it was. They used to talk about it, but like they're like, oh, I'll never go through. Because I work out there, and I've got close with the managers and all the employees. They're like, it probably won't work, but maybe one day. And then they just came up to me one day. They're like, all right, January 1st, you're DJing every first Monday of the month. I was like, okay, they're like, just set up on the top of the stairs and play from 5 to 8. I go, word? And they're like, yeah, you get whatever you want, like supplements and stuff, and just have fun. And I go, word?
Sounds great.
And now I got hit up by another gym. I'm DJing a boxing gym, BTB Boca, February 28th, I think.
Okay.
Be there.
It's where, like,
what,
Jake
is it
Paul's been training right now and some other boxers and UFC fighters.
Okay. Is it an event going on, or is it just
they're just having a member appreciation day, so anyone could come.
Yeah. February 28th?
Yeah.
Go check that out.
It'll be on my Instagram.
Okay.
I might actually be there. I'm saying. February 28th. All right.
I gotta ask too. You're Brazilian, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
I've been there once. I was 15 or 16.
Did you go out or anything there? Or?
Nah. I was in the middle of nowhere. I was at a farm.
Oh,
family farm.
Oh, shit.
Because, so one of our photographers, shout out Lucas. Do you know Lucas?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he's Brazilian too. He was actually on a little while ago. He was talking about, like, the party life there and music and everything. So I don't know. What, do you know, like, a comparison between here and America?
I don't. I heard it's wild in Brazil.
That's what I've heard.
I've heard it's wild. I want to go very soon.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Because I've, like, I always hear music here, and I always think, you know, it's specific to us Americans.
Yeah.
But then I heard how it is over there and how, you know, how DJs thrive over there and the party scene over there and whatnot.
Nah,
the
party scene's wild.
I heard it's crazier than here.
No. Like, everyone thinks, oh, South Florida is crazy, blah, blah, blah. Nah, I've heard stories from my uncles and my dad. Like, Brazil pops off. Like, they'll start the night and they won't end till, like, morning.
Yeah.
Anytime they party.
That's what I heard. And it's crazy to me because, I mean, I know there's more cities too, but South Florida is crazy to me.
Especially right now.
So here. It's the craziest place in the U.S.
We're the luckiest, luckiest people on earth right now. I love it.
We really are. Hey, shout out to us real quick. You know, if you're watching this in other countries, some people, I got to say this too. I forget to acknowledge this. Some people listen to this podcast in Russia, Germany, Honduras, Canada,
right.
Mexico, whatever, a bunch of different countries. So if you're hearing this, shout out to Florida real quick. We're lit down here. We enjoy life.
DeSantis,
come take a visit.
We live in South Florida where COVID doesn't exist.
Really does not exist.
We act like it does not exist at all.
People are like, how, like, people from my home, Jersey, back home, or like some people that I know from other states are like,
it's serious up there.
Are you, like, they're like, are you worried? I'm like, the way it is here is like, we know we're either gonna get it or we're not gonna, like, you don't, because it's all just kids hanging out with kids. Like, we're all the same age hanging out.
Exactly.
Like, and if the older people come out, they're like, yeah, we know what we're doing. We know what we're getting into. And I'm like, I just feel bad for everyone else being locked down. Like,
yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's not really even our fault. It's just that there were no restrictions. So
I'm enforced. I feel bad because, like, even like DJs in other states, they can't perform. But
yeah.
But now there's DJs from, I know a few DJs from New York that are coming down here. They're performing in Miami. Mm-hmm. DJs from other places are coming down here because that's where they're making the money. Because they can't DJ in their hometowns or anything.
Exactly. There's a lot like that. Like, it's killing people's businesses, everything, especially for a field like DJing. Like,
exactly. Nightlife is shot everywhere else. Oh yeah. Like, everyone's shot.
Oh yeah. Like, even. You know, even we're free, and there's a couple places in Miami that are still...
Oh, there's still Story Live. Rockwell just closed down forever.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, Rockwell's done.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Like, but I remember it was crazy because, like, at the beginning of quarantine, everything was on live and, like, you know, people doing whole DJ set. I think you did set one too, right?
I did a few. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think there are DJs doing it on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You know, trying to make that money, try to...
Now they all come down here.
Yeah.
They either come, like, famous DJs are either down here in Miami, or I've seen, like, they've been having, like, festivals in, like, Taiwan and all these other places, like, full-on festivals.
Damn.
Do full-on festivals, like, live stream them.
Huh?
They live stream them now.
Yeah.
Like,
full-on festival.
Yeah.
Like, Tomorrowland's a festival in Europe, and they did a whole virtual festival. It's like $100.
I don't know how... It's hard to picture that. How was it?
I saw a clip of it, and it's like they had, like, it was like a DJ in a green room, and he was DJing, and then it looked like he was on a stage with moving lights, with a full crowd of people. Mm-hmm. It was dope, but you could only watch so much of it before you're like, this is boring.
Yeah, because you could, you know, YouTube.
Yeah.
Some festivals and things like that. So
it's not the same unless it's live.
So the Rolling Loud that you be at, that's streamed?
Yes. I've been doing I filmed Rolling Loud, the live streams. They've had three and one special one that got sponsored by Comcast or something. But they've had four, but three were the main ones. and that's for a production company I work for.
Which one is that?
It's called Technical Entertainment Services. They're in Pompano, and it's every time there's a Rolling Loud live stream, I just get to hang out with Rolling Loud like rappers and the founders, and it's so sick. Get to film for them all day long.
Yeah. Do you get to talk to them?
Oh yeah.
How's Little Skies?
So
I like him. I saw you post him. I was gonna ask.
Nah, he's chill. He's chill. No one is like a dick.
Really?
Everyone's cool. Literally, the coolest one probably was Slump God.
I heard of him. I feel like he would be.
He's the chillest. He would come when he wasn't even performing. He was chilling, hanging out. Mm-hmm. I thought Sway Lee was going to be like arrogant, like, but he was nice to everyone. He took pictures with everyone that worked there.
I feel like he's down here a lot. I've seen him a few times
since
I've
been here. He was chilling. Who else was? Fetty Wap was cool. Just met him. We were listening to a DDG song. I just watched him perform.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, he was lit. Who else?
Gunna. His story is crazy.
Gunna was cool. Rick Ross was the coolest. Like, him walking in, everyone, you could realize, really? Like, the legend
entered the
building. Like, it was crazy. You would listen. Like, he was performing right here. I was right here. Like, during COVID, like, that's, no one else has that.
I feel like that's a great learning experience, too.
Yeah. What?
It's wild.
Network for real.
That's what I'm saying. That's a good environment to be in.
Nah, I met so many people in that industry. Like, they're DJs. DJ 5 Venoms, he's the official Rolling Loud DJ. Mm-hmm. And I was just at Swan, Miami for my birthday, and he was DJing there.
Oh, wow.
I went up to him. He goes, "Yo, what's good? How you doing?" I was like, "Yo, you DJ here." I was like, "Yo, that's sick."
Jeez. Because you said you do, like, what you say, social media management?
Yes, social media director for the production company, yeah.
So on top of that, you were doing the photography before.
Yeah, so like when people come, like Rolling Loud, like we film DJs, like we did a thing for David Guetta twice.
Okay.
I'll do all the filming for our end. Like Rolling Loud has their own video up, video people, and I'll do the video for our own Instagram, for our own videos and stuff.
Okay, so what exactly does your company do?
We build out the stages for like festivals like EDC, Ultra, Rolling Loud, Okeechobee, you can name it. But he doesn't also do festivals. He does conference meeting. He does it all. Whatever you got an event, he'll set it up.
Okay.
LED walls, lights, everything. Like the Hard Rock, the Dare nightclub, he did everything that inside.
Really?
Like all the lighting and sound.
Have you DJed there? No.
Nah.
I feel like that would be a good
place. I would love to do the day club.
I've only been there once. I haven't been to the pool party. I've only been to the nightclub. It was before COVID.
I went to the nightclub twice before COVID. It was so sick.
It was. But I hear the pool parties are even better.
It's wild. That's my type of music.
We might have to go out there.
I'm going to hit you up for the plug.
Inside Source. Inside Source. They might be opening soon.
Oh,
I didn't say that.
We're going to edit that.
Hopefully by the time this drops, you know, we out there.
Hopefully.
You'll see us. Oh, when you going to put out a new vlog? You put out one? That was 3 months ago.
Everyone's asking me. I know.
You have a YouTube?
Yeah. I was supposed to film my whole like birthday weekend, but
you ain't recorded.
Listen,
I wouldn't be able to put up 85% of things I did my birthday weekend.
Of course you can.
That would get flagged so fast.
Oh, it was like,
so you recorded it, but
we were going to, but then we're like, nah, let's just take pictures for our own memory. Like, okay. let's not do what, some
was
sketchy
this,
shit.
Was this part of the strip club shenanigans?
Yeah.
Oh man.
There's a lot of strip clubs.
Are we allowed to talk about it?
I would have never flagged it, but you know, that's just me.
That's you, but YouTube is on the...
See, I didn't see yet, so I'm curious. You know, if I'm like listening to a podcast, I want to visualize how this birthday weekend went.
A lot of people want to visualize it, but like, I can show you guys after, but like, shit was like, it was crazy, but okay, I got most of it on video and pictures, but like, we were also, my cousin, like, is a my videographer. He like filmed my and edited my whole vlog, and he was down because he usually helps me with Rolling Loud because it was right before my birthday, and so usually we were gonna film this whole weekend plus like Wednesday, Thursday, whatever. But we were busy too. I was DJing, but like it would have been a sick vlog. It's gonna come back though. Everyone's asking me like, make a vlog.
Hey, we can still recreate it.
No, 100%. I'll still be going back to Scarlett's. Love you.
Now I kind of want to go. I've never been there.
That's like
never been to Scarlett's.
I've never been there.
I've only been to three now.
I've only been to three strip clubs.
Like other than 11, Scarlett's is up there.
I haven't been to 11 either.
I went to 11. My first time at 11 was Super Bowl weekend last year when it was in Miami.
Oh, I know that was lit.
That was amazing. I show up and there was like, it was me and just famous people. I get there. This girl gets me into VIP. The baby's performing. Wild, crazy.
This was this past Super Bowl?
Like the Miami one.
Oh, last year.
Okay. Last year. The baby's performing. Every table in VIP has a famous person. Michael Thomas, Chainsmokers, Vitaly, MGK, Nelk Boys. Jake Paul just fought that night. Him, Logan, Lana Rhodes, Julia Rhodes. Like, everyone's there. And, like, I just, like, I was walking and I bumped into MGK. I go, oh, I'm so- oh shit, it's MGK, I'm sorry. And I'm just hanging out. And then, like, at, like, 4:30 in the morning, the Chainsmokers go on and just start ripping it. They just start performing. Everyone's, like, the
just
crowd. They were drunk. They were hammered. They go, we're going to go on. And I was like, let's go.
Oh, shit.
I had class at 9 a.m. So I was like, oh, word. And then they keep going. They, like, play for an hour and a half. And I'm like, yo, that's lit. I'm like, all right, I got to go now. Because my friends already left me. I had no idea. I was just, because the Chainsmokers manager came up to me. They're like, he's like, if you want to chat, he saw me vibing the music. He goes, any alcohol you want, you could chill at the table. I go, I don't drink, but I'll stand here and listen to them play. He goes, all word. And then they vibe, and then I'm like, all right, I got to go. I got school in the morning. I got an exam. And then they open up the door of 11. I walk out, and I ran into Derrick Henry, and I go, I'm going to go that way. But I was why is Derrick Henry walking in at 7 a.m.? But who knows?
He wasn't playing the Super Bowl, so might as
well beat it. That was a wild, and that was like, I think that's what like sparked my strip club fanatic.
Oh, so you've been doing this for over a year.
Not. There was like two times that we were able to go like during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Like this place, Gold Rush, opened up one day.
Was that in Pompano?
It's in like North Miami.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, my boy knows a bunch of like promoters and stuff. They said, yo, come, we're open today, whatever. We go, it's like crazy. Like, everyone's wearing, all the strippers are wearing masks. We have to walk in, wear masks, then we take it off, and then it's like normal. And then we leave, whatever. And then the next day, the guy hits him back. He goes, oh, yeah, we just got shut the fuck down. It was like April.
Oh, so this was right when
COVID like April, like COVID March, like April. They opened up for a day thinking that they were gonna be fine.
That's like when it started. Because I think it was, like third week of March.
For us, it was literally St. Patrick's Day when at 5 p.m. where they shut everything.
Yeah. I remember because I was at the beach on the 15th. St. Patrick's Day was the 17th.
Yeah,
I think. They're like, I remember they shut the beach down.
Because they're like, O'Brien's is going to be open till 5, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Because O'Brien's always has that crazy thing.
Yeah.
Damn. Shit's crazy.
It's almost been a year.
See, I can't talk about this too much, because I went to the strip club like a year ago for the first time, and then I didn't go for like a whole year, and then I just went again recently because of this guy right here.
You saw me pointing to me at the camera.
Okay,
guy.
I'm playing.
Camera guy.
It was Kevin. All right,
yes.
Shout out to the cameraman, Kevin. It was his birthday. It was his birthday, so we went to the strip club.
Oh, you actually did go.
So that was my first time in a year, and then we went again that weekend, So we went on a Tuesday and a Saturday, and I was like, all right, I gotta chill. Because I'm a, you know how it is.
I know exactly how it is. You get sucked in. Yeah,
I can't get sucked in. Strip clubs. You too. Y'all ridiculous.
He loves strip clubs. Love them.
Kevin. Yeah, Kevin.
We haven't gone together yet.
Why do you like them so much?
Chicken tenders.
Oh.
I had wings for the first time.
Listen, Scarlett's got some fire.
I wish everyone in the world could have one bite of a Scarlett chicken tender.
Please.
Like, people think, like, every time someone asks me, they're like, why you go to strip clubs so much, blah, blah, blah. I go to the music and the chicken tenders. I don't even talk about the strippers.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's such bullshit. And we've been bringing everyone one by one. We've been bringing them. I go, take a bite. They take a bite. They go, What? I'm like, yeah, that's how good it is. Like, if you need a snack at 4 a.m., go to Scarlett's.
That's how
it's fast. It's $10 for the best chicken tenders you've ever had in your life.
That's actually fast.
Bro, they make them from scratch for every order. Like, they don't freeze them. They
make them from scratch. Go to Scarlett's.
I'm telling
you, bro, strip clubs are low key, like, they're just giving away food. There's some days where, like, if you go during the day on, like, a Tuesday, Wednesday, you get a free T-bone.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I think that's Monroe's, I think.
Like, what?
Yeah. That's actually what I'm doing. Monroe's is fire, too.
No, I like it because sometimes, like, I just want to go, like, lounge a little bit, like, chill.
You could just chill there.
And there's always good music. Always good music.
Always.
So, aside from the women, like, I like to just chill out there.
100, because technically, like, in Boca, everything closes at 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
On the weekends, you could go to West Boca, go to Brickyard. That closes at, like, 5, 4:45, whatever. But, like, if you're just jacked up on energy or, like, your friends are fucked up, you're, like, on a weekend, you could go to Scarlett's till 8 a.m. Yes. Like, even if 11 opens up, they're 24/7. No sleep.
Have you ever been to a strip club at 6 a.m., 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, I was about to say you
had. The way he said it. What?
I was about to say you had.
Of course I have. Been there at 7.
7 to 8. I've walked out and this. I have videos of the sun just. I've recorded my face and the sun just attacks you as the door guy opens up the door.
You lose track of time and the strip club.
Oh, yeah.
When it's 6 o'clock in the morning, it does not feel like it.
Feels like it's 10 p.m. You have all the energy in the world in a strip club. There may or not be, because there's people dancing around that keep you awake.
That's what I'm saying. I can't get caught into it.
I go for the wings.
It's me fun.
Too. I'm gonna stick with the.
I'm gonna start going for the chicken tenders.
Yes,
you gotta go to Scarlett. Like, it's a go. Like, if you go to Scarlett, please just get chicken tenders.
Is that in West Palm?
Scarlett's?
Yeah.
Nah, Hallandale.
Yeah.
Or Oh, that's down there.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was
thinking. It's worth it.
Worth it.
Man, I might have to take a trip then. I'm going to tag Scarlett's in this video.
If you want the best view, you got to go on the weekends.
Listen, I'm just going for the food.
Okay. I'm just trying to help you out. Just say if you need, you know,
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
best
good.
View.
I'm good.
Entertainment. While you
I
eat.
Mean, if you want.
Go on the weekend.
Or like a Thursday. Just saying.
Oh, he said, that's a hint. We're going on Thursday.
The whole crew.
We're going on Thursday. Jamal, we're going on Thursday. Why Thursday?
Next Thursday we out.
Because it's like the weekend, but not the weekend, but they still bring all the good dancers, and they're open till 7.
Thursday's actually my most free night.
He a real regular. He do that, like, till 7. Like, damn.
I'm going to go.
I'm with it. You let me know when.
No one's ever saying no.
Next Thursday.
No. What? Hell yeah, yes.
If I look at you and I go, yo, we're going to Charlotte's right now, and you say no, I'm like, really? You better have something important. Because I've gone to Scarlett's and had plenty of important things to do the next morning. Plenty.
You know you ain't got shit to do.
If I got work at 9 a.m., I'm still going. You hit me up at 1 a.m. be like, yo, slide through. I'm sliding. Yep. It's worth it.
Plenty of time.
For the wings.
I'll be there. Only
wings.
If Kevin
goes. Oh, we're chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders wings.
Only if Kevin goes.
Kevin will be there.
Hey, man. But we about to get out of here. Let's get a little shot of clock before we end it. Would you believe it's been like 50 minutes already?
No way.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like it.
No way.
It doesn't feel like
it's crazy, right?
It really don't.
That's wild.
The manager said we got to cut it out.
What's the shot of clock?
We got to go.
You get your little Red Bull right there. Shake it up real quick. Salud.
Salud.
Appreciate you coming on, bro.
Of course. It was amazing.
But one time for them, drop all your socials, bro. Yes. YouTube, Instagram, everything.
Follow me on Instagram, AC Pinto. YouTube is just, I'm pretty sure it's just Pinto. Videos will be coming, but Instagram is my most important. I don't care about anything else.
Go follow.
Follow me. I'll be dropping things soon.
Okay. We'll be here.
You wanna go?
No, you go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I'll and you already know. It's your boy Chris, IG Mathis, O2.
Yes. And this is your boy Kaz, IGCAZ_0. But before we leave, you know we gotta drop the Can I Buy With Y'all IG, Can I Buy With Y'all YouTube. It's that simple on everything. But it was fun as always.
Follow them.
Thank you.
Like and subscribe.
You took the words out of my mouth. We out of here.
Right down there.
Right down there.
On here. On here.